Hi, I'm going to invite you for today's meditation and every meditation to either find the comfort you need on the seat, in a walk, in nature, lying on the floor, in your bed, sitting cross-legged on a pillow, which is probably my favorite. So taking a deep inhale, and literally, as you breathe out, feeling the air going through your nostrils, the movements in your chest, as if the busyness in your head is slowly calming down. Today, I know I personally have a lot on my to-do list. I don't know what's the status of your to-do list. But if it's anything like mine, we especially need to take our time. Take 10 minutes. Slow everything down. Maybe if you hear the sound of birds outside, or if you can see birds flying like I just did outside of my window, tuning in to the subtleties. Tuning in even to if you have a tree in front of you in the view that you have, or if you have an indoor plant or anything that you like, taking a little more time to look at it or to touch it. We're so bombarded with things constantly. What to do, how to please, how to be light, how to not upset somebody, that we lose touch of how we want to feel. So how is it that you want to feel? What makes you feel well and healthy? What makes you feel centered and grounded and gives you joy or peace? How about going more towards that? Yet knowing that whenever we don't go towards that, just a little touch of compassion can help us recenter and go towards nourishment. Because at the end of the day, we can pretend like we're nourishing ourselves, but only we know if something truly feels nourishing. I.e., eating when we're not necessarily hungry won't be nourishing, however nourishing the food is. Seeing somebody when we don't really feel like having anyone in our presence. So yeah, sometimes we only have to make compromises, and that's okay. That's where the compassion comes in. But when our life becomes one big pleasing compromise, that's called escapism. That's called maybe spiritual bypass, as if we overlook what are our true needs. We overlook what we really, truly, and utterly feel called to do. Does that person sap your energy and keeps complaining about the same stories over and over again like a washing machine when you see them? Maybe you have a lot of respect and love towards them. But at the moment, if you notice that it gets a little repetitive, maybe you can be a bit more unavailable for them. I'm still trying to figure out if we have to tell the truth, i.e., I'm not in the mood for your stories, because it will sound a little harsh. So maybe it's not the right thing to do. But each to their own. But what I'm inviting you and me to do today is to slow down. Is to literally connect, tune in to your breath. Even to the work that is in front of you. But instead of doing it, feeling rushed and pressured, as if the world will crumble if you don't finish it in that same minute. Doing it with gusto, with patience. with respect for your rhythm. And maybe telling the person who's pressing you when they should expect that work from you. Communication with others, yes, but communication with ourselves first. What is it that I need right now? How is it that I feel right now? We always tell ourselves that our reward will be that little walk we want to take, or those even 15 minutes break or tea that we want to drink. But what if bringing that into our work, i.e. making the tea when we feel called to, and not pressing ourselves to finish so that we can make the tea, so that everything we start making is done with more pleasure. The truth is, somebody told me this morning, and I've kept hearing that over and over again, that we never make a mistake. It's all here for us. And when we get what we need to get, then we move on to the next thing. So there is no such a thing as a mistake. But what I'm inviting you to do today is only if you feel called to, tuning into yourself, checking in how you feel, what you need more of, what you need less of. How can you indulge a little more? Letting go of the guilt. Literally feeling your feet on the ground. Feeling your sit bones touching the chair you might be sitting on, or pillow you might be cross-legged on. Literally calling in your energy, your own wisdom to guide you. If you believe in something beyond what you see, then calling in that force, that life force that surrounds us, then make sure everything goes through life, death, and then rebirth through the cycles, through the seasons. Tuning into your breath. And knowing that if I'm not talking much right now, it's maybe a time where we need silence. So we're going to be silent for the next 3 minutes. slowly, I'm gonna invite you to open your eyes when you feel called to, moving your hands, using your breath again and again to come back to the present moment. I know my mind drifted somewhere else right now in the meditation towards the end. How was your mind? What did you think of? How do you feel right now? Some people say meditation is like taking a power nap, like giving us, pressing on the pause button and recentering. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for doing this practice with me. I know I certainly need it. Questioning the beliefs I go about sometimes that really don't serve me anymore. Knowing that if I don't entertain the thoughts that give me pain, just watching them, accepting them, and not making a big deal out of them, knowing their thoughts, then they just go away. Believing and knowing deep down, at my core, however and whoever I am and choose to be, may we all follow our essence and do this work so that we can become more and more conscious to anything that gives us peace, that gives us health, that gives us joy, freedom, centering, and that makes us feel better so that the people around us can also benefit from this. Thank you.